ABC Radio Australia.
Now, to the case of two teenagers who are lobbying the Fijian government to make period products free in schools. Their campaign underpinned by a recent report from a children's charity which found that the COVID-19 pandemic has made menstrual health management worse in many parts of the Pacific. So far, the Fijian schoolgirls have given out more than 4,000 sanitary kits to COVID-19 affected families and schools. But as Rani Heyman reports, a second wave of coronavirus in Fiji, leading to lockdowns and stricter rules around shopping, means many young girls have no access to basic health needs at all.
14-year-old Faith Randuva tries not to get emotional while listening to the experiences of girls in her country.
We've talked to a lot of girls who are my age and my sister's age, and hearing those stories from them, it's really heartbreaking to know that there's some girls in a particular area that has proper sanitary care items, and then there's another place that the girls, they don't have those proper care items.
Faith and her 17-year-old sister, Anne Marie, have been handing out dignity kits through a charity drive they started last year. She says Fiji's intensifying COVID-19 outbreak is leaving girls and young women without basic health items.
We are trying to lobby government for free sanitation and free pads to schoolgirls, female market vendors, and make pads accessible to females and women in Fiji. The lockdowns and rising COVID-19 cases in Fiji have led an impact on menstrual hygiene management. The access to sanitary pads have become quite difficult, with many supermarkets going hard on its safety measures and restrictions.
Their experiences reflect the findings of a new report from charity organisation Plan International. It's looked at the challenges girls and women have been facing with managing their periods in the face of the pandemic. It surveyed 62 menstrual health and hygiene experts in 22 countries around the world last month. Hayley Cole is the Director of Advocacy at Plan International Australia. She says they've looked at what's changed a year on since the COVID-19 pandemic began and whether the situation has been getting better or worse.
In the Pacific, the findings are particularly interesting. In some countries such as Timor-Leste, Vanuatu, PNG, what we're seeing is that there's still a really detrimental impact.
The report found 52% of respondents thought restricted access to products, whether because of stock shortages or disrupted supply chains, had worsened since May 2020. But she says there were some positives to come out of the findings, particularly in the Solomon Islands.
What we've seen is that the increased focus on hygiene has actually led to better menstrual health initiatives and more awareness in general on menstrual health. There are still some challenges heightened in certain areas, but it's been really interesting to see, I think, the really positive work that's been done.
But Hayley Cole says the report found 59% of people found a lack of access to information and services had worsened since the pandemic.
Getting that information that you need is still incredibly difficult, especially in remote areas. And then when you add on top of that lockdowns and school closures and the closure of a lot of health centres and community centres, which are really important places that girls in the Pacific access that information that they need.
In Papua New Guinea, a report respondent said rising COVID-19 cases has meant girls' and women's freedom of movement has been restricted. They also suggested a government subsidy of sanitary products would make them more affordable for people with large numbers now without work. And Shirley Karave from the Papua New Guinea social enterprise Queen Pads agrees.
With the lockdown, obviously the shops are closed. And so it would have been, you know, a challenge for many women and girls in accessing the pads from the shop. There have been some women who, or just generally employees, laid off work during the COVID period.
She says a taboo around discussing menstrual health still exists, but giving girls and women access to free period products is one step towards stopping that.
We have been issuing free reusable Queen pads to the schoolgirls that we speak to. It's the schoolgirls, and then we also have women in communities, probably the unemployed ones, the different segments that we'd really love to reach out to. And we can only do so with a really strong collaboration.
That's Anne Shirley Karabi from Papua New Guinea Social Enterprise. Queen Pads heading that report from Rani Heyman.